So we all know their physical games with these two teams, but what elevated this one to the level it got to?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think whenever we play these guys, it seems to be a pretty physical game. I think we probably added some guys to the deadline that maybe helped out in that department, maybe took things to the next level, but just kind of, you know, we're not going to back down from anyone. But yeah, it was definitely a more physical game than previous.
What struck that last, I think it was the whole blind gun, end of the period.
At the end, which one?
End of the first period.
End of the first period? Yeah. I'm trying to think.
It was Chara and the Maroon.
That was the end of the second.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what happened on that one. I don't know. I just saw Chara and Patty going, and then Sorelli jumped in, Nail jumped in. Kind of like that a couple times, just kind of scrums, everyone sticking up for each other. Yeah, I don't know what happened, so.
How big was your power play goal at the beginning of the third? It just kind of stemmed a little bit of their momentum.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's big because we go into the period, they scored two goals. You know, there's a couple fights, you know, it seems like momentum's kind of going in their favor. They get a power play goal. To get that at the beginning of the period, it's huge going forward.
How, we've talked about the impact of shorties the other day, so to get two on one penalty, I mean, how much does that just get everyone amped?
Yeah, we haven't had a ton of shorties. You know, we've added some guys that Coleman's pretty good on the PK. He scored a lot of shorthanded goals in his career. So whenever you can do that, especially at the beginning of a game, to get a two-goal lead on the same power play is huge momentum for us going forward.
You mentioned the new guys, how much the good rooms. Fight with Wagner, kind of set the tone, I guess, for the night with.
I think, you know, Gaudreau is a guy that we've added and not afraid of anyone. Like I said, there was a lot of instances, but that was one that kind of stands out. Different momentum swings in the game, but, you know, it was a good fight for us, and I think that's one of the reasons we brought him in at the deadline. He brings that toughness for us.
The overall game, they had to be pretty happy with just the way you guys played, though, right? I mean,
The shots, you know, they had more shots than us. I haven't looked at the scoring chances. I'll have to look at that. But I think, you know, more importantly, I know Coop told us in the third period, we kept them, I think, four scoring chances. We made six. So regardless of what happened before that, I'm happy with the way we ended up.
You guys have said before that, you know, sometimes these very physical games can pull you out of your game playing between that. What's the balance to kind of maintaining that and sticking up for yourself without evolving?
Well, you know, it's an emotional game, and a lot of times you get caught in that emotion, but I think for us, we had an intermission. We kind of got in here, got to sit down, chat it up, and move forward from there.
Guys, you guys have tried that. Do you think you're better equipped to beat these guys in the playoff series?
Sorry, I didn't hear.
But the guys you added, do you think your team is much better equipped to beat them in the playoff series if you guys face each other?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, there's a reason we add these guys. We're going to add them to the team. We're going to help our team. They add toughness, and all of them have been a huge help so far for us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.